This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at City Hall for this conversation we're going to have. Some members of the Knox County Board have come out and suggested that the Galesburg Board of Election Commissioners and the City Election Office should basically be shut down and that all the county's elections should be run by County Clerk Scott Erickson. So we wanted to take some time to talk with Roger Williamson, the chairman of the Galesburg Board of Election Commissioners, to get their side of the story. Thanks so much for talking with us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's start with a little bit of history first, if we could. Talk about the formation of the separate city election commission and why that came to be from your perspective.
Okay. The election commission was established in 1908, and it was done by a referendum of the city residents. And the idea was that cities throughout the state could adopt a city election office if they wanted to. And the reason for that, if they wanted to, was that they could have an office that was independent of any political influence. So it is not widely known that the election office is independent of the city of Galesburg. It's not part of the city, nor is it a part of the county. And we operate in a nonpartisan basis so that the citizens of the community will know that we're doing this without any input from any politician.
If I remember correctly, this is one of only eight such offices like this in the state?
I think that's the correct number, yes.
Other than the sort of nonpartisan nature that you talked about, what's different about this office versus a county clerk running an election, or is there anything?
Well, we have the same obligation, of course, under state and federal law as to how we have to maintain our office, and they provide the guidance on how we prepare our ballots and, of course, who goes on the ballot. But largely we operate, and this is the only thing we do. We don't have other jobs to do as the county clerk does.
So in other words, it is kind of like the election portion of what the county clerk does, but again, as you said, nonpartisan, more or less.
That's a fair statement, yes.
So in the past week or so, I think this week at the county board meeting, a couple of members suggested that maybe this office should be eliminated, save taxpayers money, and that sort of thing. And while I think a lot of people like the idea of lessening the so-called layers of government, if you will, how would you respond to that? I guess, is it the uniqueness of what you do that might want to keep the office going, or how do you see all this?
Well, I would respond in two ways. First of all, the statement is sometimes made that this would save money by combining two functions. I think that's open to question and something that somebody ought to really dig into, because it would not lessen the number of voters. It would not lessen the number of ballots that are prepared and cast or the counting of the ballots. It would really not lessen the work at all, but would be a matter of adding 1 plus 1 equals 2 instead of something less than that.
Yeah, it seems to me that at least from one standpoint, while you might save some money, the county clerk might have to, I would imagine, get equipment that matches up with what he already uses and, you know, more election judges and perhaps staff time and things like that, wouldn't he?
You're right that if there were a joining of the two offices, we don't operate with the same equipment now, so there would be a fairly considerable transitional expense to have only one set of equipment that would work. And there then would be the issue of whether the county, for example, would be able to accommodate that. We all know that the county courthouse is crowded as it is, and if you add additional staff and responsibility there, there's a question of whether they could accommodate that. In addition, we have, by state and federal law, the obligation to maintain a lot of our voting records, which includes ballots from previous years. And I know from being over at the courthouse quite a bit that they have a real problem with storage space over there.
So it sounds to me like you might be saying that getting rid of the city election office might make things worse, even if before they get better, if at all.
I think that's a possibility. I don't see that it would improve the situation any, and I think it's doubtful that it would save any money.
What kind of a budget does the election office have? I can't imagine that you're spending truckloads of money to run one or two elections a year, right?
Well, the article in the newspaper about the amounts that we spend is accurate in terms of the amount, but is inaccurate in saying that it's county funds that is paying for that. There are basically two portions of the state statute that control what we receive. One says that the city election commissioners determine the amount of the salaries of the two employees, and then the county, through its funds, pays for that. There's another statute that says that the balance of our budget is determined by a formula that the state does every year to set the amount that we receive in the way of real estate taxes. That amount is not county money that is being paid. That's about $103,000 now. It is taxpayer money where the county is simply collecting it and forwarding it on to us, just as they do with other organizations such as the school districts in the state.
So even if your office closed, then the county wouldn't necessarily get that money anyway, it sounds like.
Well, they would receive additional money for operating a larger office. But they have the notion, apparently, that this is part of their budget and that they are paying that amount to us, when in fact all they're doing is, like they do with school districts and municipalities around the county, they're collecting those funds and then forwarding them on to us every year.
I should go back, and for folks who didn't see the Register Mail article, that the total budget you have is in the ballpark of what?
It's around $171,000, and we do every year receive some grant money from the state for specific programs, but we can't rely upon that. It varies from year to year, and it's not a large part of what we do.
Before the county board members in question made these statements, had anybody talked to you about this?
No. Well, I should say that I did meet with the board chairman and vice chairman a couple of months ago, and we discussed the salary amount that was determined by us, and we explored with them why it is that we had done that.
So it sounds like there's at least somebody on the county board that has a better understanding of what it is your office does?
Better understanding than whom? The other board members?
Right.
I assume they all talk with each other, so they have the same information.
Right. Okay. I am almost out of time, but I always like to ask this question when I talk about elections, just kind of in the overall scope of things here. We've had, both on the city and county levels, a number of elections in past years where voter turnout has never done any better. It seems like than maybe 20% or a little better. How do you think that can be done better? For as much time and attention as is spent on election these days, it sure seems like that either maybe it people are either tuning that out or maybe perhaps don't care maybe as much as you would like to see.
Well, that's not true just here. It's true all over the country. Yeah. And if you have some good ideas on how we can increase that, why, we're willing to hear it. But we would love it if there were more people voting. It's part of our civic responsibility.
Well, if I had ideas, I would be in a whole other line of work than this. But nonetheless, I think I'm out of time. Roger Williamson, chairman of the Galesburg Board of Election Commissioners, thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure we'll be talking at some point in the future here. Thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome.
Stay tuned. We'll have sports and more coming up. Back in the studio as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.